Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. I'm Maureen and the station is CJMQ 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships. In this half hour, I will be talking with Trevor McKinven, a dedicated volunteer for the Piggery Theater in North Hatley. Trevor will be talking about all the shows coming this summer and some special plans on tap to celebrate the Piggery's 60th anniversary. I will also have some health news and some music. We will start the second part of today's show with a song called Wagon Wheel, and it's by the Old Crow Medicine Show.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, string band, my baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to wipe and lay, but I ain't gonna turn it back. The Lula don't laugh no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So wreck me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Wreck me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
It's a big year for one of the Eastern Township's most beloved cultural landmarks. The Piggery Theater is celebrating its 60th anniversary. Since opening its doors in 1965, the Piggery has been a hub for local talent, laughter, and unforgettable performances. Joining us today is longtime volunteer Trevor McKinven, who's here to tell us all about what's in store for this milestone summer season, from exciting new shows to special events and projects that honor the theater's rich history and vibrant future. And today I'm really pleased to welcome Trevor McKinven to the Townships at 12. Trevor is a local artist and he's also a longtime volunteer for the Piggery Theater in North Hatley. Welcome, Trevor.
Thanks for having me, Maureen. It's always a pleasure to to come and chat with you on air.
Now, congratulations, first of all, the Piggery celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. That is amazing.
Yeah, the big six oink, I'm calling it. And we've got 60 splattered all over. The joint decided to incorporate 60s into some of the dirt that covered these stones. So there's 60s all over the ground as you enter, and they're hidden all over. I've got some great buds that gave me some circular saws from their wood shop, and I've painted those up with 60s all over the place. We're probably going to have a guessing game during the summer to see how many 60s there actually are on the property. So yeah, 60 is a big deal.
It is. That's amazing. It's a small theater. It's been going on 60 years. So thanks to volunteers like yourself and your parents, too.
Yeah, it's been a definite, I mean, it's cliche to say, but it's definitely been a labor of love. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that back in the day, my dad came over on the ship from Scotland with my grandparents there, and they worked on a farm. And the owner of that farm happened to be the same person who founded this theater, Jeanette Virgin and her husband, Arthur. So it's kind of a full circle thing that we ended up being here, you know, just in this capacity. And I'm sure if she was still alive, she'd get a total kick out of the fact that the McKinvin clan are keeping things afloat here.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been a volunteer yourself for the Piggery?
Well, I came back from Europe in 2004, 2005. I was asked to come out here and help that first year that it was open again by a gentleman named Bill Lee. So I did that, and I only did that one first summer full, nonstop, and then I got my parents into it by kind of coaxing them to come and volunteer, and then all of a sudden it was them and Sue Sarazine and a bunch, my uncle, and they kind of just took over, and, you know, the rest is history, as they say, really. You know, like, because it was theater before and then it morphed into music, it was a bit of an adjustment for people. But we didn't have any problems getting people in the seats, as they say. We were selling out on a regular basis. We had slightly had you here a couple times at the beginning. And, you know, when you get the regulars that everybody loves in, then you're good to go. Transformed into a place a little bit different than it was before, meaning a different clientele. We're welcome in the Piggery, as opposed to maybe felt like a little more exclusive before.
Now, what special plays, music, whatever is coming for the 60th anniversary this summer?
So yeah, we've got a bunch of special events. We've really maxed out on shows this year for sure. We actually have a really exciting play. It's actually premiering on Saturday, this coming Saturday, and they're going to perform it three times during the summer, once a month. And there are people we've known for a while. They did a show here called Dick and Mitzi about 10 years ago, and they're world-class performers, Andrea Conway, they live in Sutton now, and Wayne Doba, and they toured with Cirque du Soleil for years, and so they know their way around theater and dance and music and all that jazz, you know? So this is a really neat show because it's based on a personal experience that Andrea herself had. She was a transplant survivor, kidney transplant, and the show is, you know, a transplant show, but it's full of kind of like a romantic comedy docudrama. Of course, they're world-class tap dancers, so there's some tap dance as well. And it's going to be a really interesting thing for theater lovers. Lots of humor, lots of deep emotion. So it's going to be a really neat thing, and that would be on the coming up on June 28th. That's at 8 p.m., $25, and then they're doing it again a matinee in July 23rd, and then at the very tail end of August, they'll perform it again. So that's a really cool, neat play that we're featuring, and we don't feature plays that often here, so that's kind of a special thing that we've teamed up with Andrea and Wayne for. Mm-hmm. And then there's just all kinds of great music coming up right after that. We're going to have our gala 60th celebration all-day affair. We're going to have some of our staples, our favorites, our, you know, Mom de Famille kind of musicians come in. We got Terry and Ollie. I'm sure people that are listening have probably seen them here before. They've played a couple shows, and they're great friends and they're great musicians, and so they're going to be featured that day. They'll do a little 45-minute set, and then we got a great guy that I've known for years from Montreal, Jesse Hans. He lives out here now, and he does sound, but he's a phenomenal musician as well. And then we've got Akim, who's a local as well, with Steve Ollis, and he's played here before and done an homage to Elvis. So We got those lined up, and then at the end of the night, we've got Cadillac Music, which is always super-duper popular. Like, it's one of these things where you get up and dance to all the 50s, 60s tunes that everybody knows so well, you know?
Now, what type of music are the other two, Jesse and the one before that?
So So Jesse's kind of a neat, he's a one-man band kind of deal, and he does, like, I'd say 40s, 50s kind of blues, folk kind of thing. It's really, really neat. And then Terry and Ollie, they managed to create their own versions of really popular songs, whether it's Cyndi Lauper, or like a old country song. They'll cover it, and they'll do it in their own style, and it's just been a really popular thing. They played it at our Merci de Noël twice, and it really draws a crowd, and they've played some other shows, and they're getting booked for gigs all around. They played the gazebo down in North Hadley, and they just kind of threw this together a couple of years ago, and it just, you know, it's chemistry, right? Like, they're able to just whip these songs off. They've got a really large, growing catalog of tunes that they do. So I'm excited for those guys to play, always. And they're actually going to be playing later in the season. They'll be doing their feature show at the end of July. So that'll be really good. And we won't have there's another band that I'm really excited by. I'm just going to be honest that it's one of my most look forward to kind of things this summer. And it's this young chap named Tyler Como, and he's got a band named Highway 10. And I'm sure people around here would know some of the names. You got John Cameron in that band, Tyler Como, like I said, Reg Dingman and Joey Dingman, and then Sean Wallace. And they are bluegrass old butt, you know what I mean? Like authentic Quebec bluegrass, which you don't hear very often, right? Estrie grass, I guess you could call it. And they've traveled to this, like Tyler and John Cameron have really dipped down into the southern U.S. and won a bunch of competitions down in Tennessee and the states surrounding it. And so these guys are just really solid, authentic bluegrass, if people are into that. And I'm super excited because if this pig barn out in the woods has any vibe, it's for country and bluegrass, because they call it the Grand Old Piggery, right? So seeing them up under the rafters at the pig is going to be I'm going to be chuffed for that. So I hope people come to that, because they're going to be pretty, I'd say, shocked, surprised by how phenomenal these musicians are.
Mm-hmm. And that's a local band?
Yeah. Yeah, they're from, you know, Dingmans are from Austin area. Tyler's from Dunham area. Knowlton, John Cameron, same deal. So they're local guys, and like I heard them first last year. They came, did a little show here, and I couldn't believe my ears, because, you know, you don't hear that every day. You don't hear, like, really tight harmonies, incredible banjo picking, all the jazz that you'd expect from a bluegrass band. So yeah, local guys, and I mean that show's, that's going to be the weekend after our 60th celebration. So that'll be on the July 12th at 8 p.m. Only $20. It's top-notch, top-quality entertainment. Like, I don't even know if many people still steer away from bluegrass, but they do a couple classical country songs, but they want to be focused on that old-school bluegrass sound. So I'd say give it a go if people are humming and hawing about coming to a bluegrass show. You just got to bite the bullet and come, because regardless, you're going to be impressed by the musicianship.
Mm-hmm. You know? Definitely worth $20 there, and you might find something you really like. What about August? How's that looking?
So August, we've got a couple really, like, favorites. I mean, everybody knows the Porter family, right? From out near Quetzcook. Well, they're coming, and they're doing their show, Porter on Tap. And, I mean, we'll probably be sold out by next week for those guys, let's be honest, because people are calling already for them. So that's the family band, and they are, again, just great musicians, super entertainers, and they're going to do some old country, some old gospel, and they've got Minnie Pearl kind of thing. They've got somebody narrating the show as you go along, and so it's one of these all-encompassing entertainment kind of soirees that we're pretty excited by. And then an old friend from Montreal, Terry Joe Banjo, and he's coming. And he's done this really cool thing with his band, the Wood Shredders. He does a homage to Bob Dylan. He also does one to Springsteen, which is probably something we should get here too. But this one is to Bob Dylan, and he morphs the songs into bluegrass, Bob Dylan songs. So that'll be in 15th of August. That is something to look forward to as well. And then we've got this By Our Side again, which is the play with Andrew Conway and Wendoba. That's going to be at the tail end. And then we just keep going. We keep rolling into September where we have Vintage Wine. We've got Sonia Patineau, who you know. She's going to be coming with her duo Northern Comfort, which, again, something I'm really, really excited to hear because I've heard her play at the fair. There's Cliff Fair. And, well, we've heard her at Bishop sing, and she's got a phenomenal voice. And so it's going to be good. And then we got a big country show at the end with Frank Young. So, yeah, we're going to be kicking for a while.
So you go right into September and to the end of September?
Yeah. Yeah, right to the tail end of September. And if the weather goes well, we may have, by the sounds of it, we're probably going to feature a show by Akim as well. Like I mentioned there, Akim is the who does an homage to Elvis, but he does all kinds of different styles. And he's become quite a popular singer in the area. And he's going to be with, like I said, Steve Aulis. They're going to do like a little acoustic set kind of deal for the 60th celebration. But what we're trying to do this year is, of course, focus on the spectacle, c'est sûr, you know, like always. But we wanted to kind of highlight some local stuff. Like, we kind of focus on local stuff, and then very much try and stay focused on the history of the piggery. Which actually, I was just last week with Jasmine over at the BU Library, and we were going pouring through some of the archives, the ETRC. I believe it's called, and they're willing to lend, and we're gonna feature some of the photos that they have in their archives, and it's a wealth because we didn't have many photos here at the pig itself of when the construction actually happened, when they you know, took it from a pig barn to a state-of-the-art theater, which has probably only happened once ever anywhere. So we've got photos of that full construction and all kinds of actors and all kinds of plays that were happening at the very beginning, and snaps of some of the ridiculous sets they used to make, like so good. Like it literally looks like you're looking at a movie set when you look at some of these photos of the work that was involved and the costumes. And there's even behind the scenes snaps of like some of the set designers and the people sewing the costumes back when it was a thriving summer theater back in the 60s, 70s, 80s. We're going to put those up on the wall and make a little museum, a little mini museum, you know?
That is so cool. It's hard to believe it was originally a pig barn.
I know, right? I call it the cochonnerie, but I mean, technically it's the porcherie, but it's neat when people visit for the first time. I mean, we've had a lot of people just in the last few weeks passing by. There are tourists that are coming through the area, and of course they're going down this rando road with just a couple buildings on it, and then tucked in the woods here is this theater, and it doesn't, you know, you can't really tell how big the joint is from the road. So you come in, you give them a little tour, and they walk in, and everybody, to every single person, always says, oh my god, you know, c'est surprenant comment c'est grand, you know, like, you get in, you've got your 250 seat, and that stage is huge. Like so many people have commented on the fact that it's bigger than most of the stages in the city, in Montreal. So to highlight, and it's like some of the old photos that we found, it's really neat how it's kind of changed from back then to now. But the core of it is still, you know, we're recognizing things in the photos from 1965 that are still here, like the chairs, believe it or not, and they're still comfortable. And but it's neat to like see how they tacked on the actual stage and the dressing rooms and all that stuff when they wanted to convert it into a theater. So that's going to be really neat. When we were able to put that up and put it on the walls and then maybe get a few 8mm, 60mm films cranking to on a loop, it'll become quite a little museum piece that I'm sure a lot of people would really appreciate coming through and seeing. And, you know, we'll have that going every night of a show, and it's just something to do. And I'm trying to kick it up a notch, you know, for the 60th. I have a pool table outside on the lawn now. I'm calling it Pool Play Night, so people can go play pool under the stars at halftime during the shows, and, you know, silly little things like that. But it all adds up to quite a unique experience when you come to the pig.
It is. It's very yeah. cool. Yeah. About how many volunteers do you have at the piggery this year?
Well, we'll probably have a good half dozen. We've got our board of directors. We've got some dedicated board members. Actually, they've just helped in a big way renovate the tech house. We have a tech house that, you know, they used to have the dinners on a regular basis, and we'll be doing a few dinners. But they we classed it up and cozied it up a little bit with for the mystery dinner that was just a couple weeks ago, and we put some curtains up, and it's looking pretty the pig's got some pizzazz, let's just put it that way. And I was trying to get the floors back in shape for the 60th, you know, little bits and bites here and there, a little touch of paint. So we're kind of excited by that. And that, you know, that takes a lot of help. And I've got some pretty, really, really solid buds that come and pitch in a hand whenever they can. And, you know, every drop counts, right? Like if we got to move a big set piece or move some furniture or this or that, it can get done if you've got the might and the will to do it. And there's a lot of people that are helpful in that vein, and we deeply appreciate it, because it's not the easiest if you're not gonna have the help, you know, like and that's really what's kept it going for all these years, right? It's one of these things where you're in the kitchen, you better take the heat, because it's go for 3 months of intense live shows. Of course, the pre-prep, you know, takes probably 3 to 4 months too, but when it really starts going, you gotta sink or swim, right?
So, I would imagine. Good. So you've given us a lot of shows coming up this summer, lots to choose from there, and everybody should at least try and take in a few of them and support the piggery to make sure it's around for another 60 years or more, I hope.
There you go. Bada bing, bada boom. That's how it goes. And that's the ultimate hope. And I think when people see just this little historical presentation about the last 60 years and where it came from and who played here and all this kind of stuff, I think it'll be pretty fascinating for people. My niece was with me, and volunteer Linda Hoy, as we were pouring through the photos, and even my niece at 15 years old was like, I can't believe this was the piggery, and I can't believe these actors were here. I can't believe Christopher Plummer came through here. Like, it's a big deal. Donald Sutherland, I mean, these are big time stars, you know.
Definitely big names. So where can people find out more? The website?
Yeah, we've got a website. It's always, I'd like to say, it's always under construction. Things change on it quite often. I post on a more regular basis on the Piggery Theater Facebook page, just Piggery Theater. And so if we're doing anything special, that's just going to pop up. You know what I mean? Like, I'll pop it up there, like if we're having a look at Garascio on a Sunday. I'm hoping, I'm still working on it, but I think I'm just going to bite the bullet and try it, which you get a kick out of, do a pig pod. So a little pig podcast, maybe from the stage here, 15, 20 minutes, trying to interview people that are coming up the week, the next week, or in the coming weeks, and kind of interview them about their shows. I think that'll be kind of neat, a little addition to the 60th celebration. And we'll probably put that up on YouTube, but I'll post it on the Facebook page as well. But yeah, and check out for the posters. We plaster the Canton de l'Est with posters, and the website is piggerytheater.com, and check out everything that's going on. The information's there, and if people want to know, they can pop by the theater too. Somebody's usually here, and by somebody, I mean me.
The podcast could really catch on too.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun, actually, once it gets going. I'll pull a podcast off, but, you know.
I think it could be fun. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Trevor?
No, just a huge thanks to you and the station at large for encouraging and letting us talk about the pig on air and about what's going on. And we're trying to get as many new faces here. And of course, the staples always come. That's a given. All I'd say is this is the year to come. I mean, if you really want to learn what the piggery is about for the past 60 years from the get-go, and the Mrs. Virgin and her dedication to the place, and then it's kind of in different epochs, you know. So we're like, just invite everybody. I mean, we're probably going to open during the week more often for people to just kind of breeze through this little historical presentation once it's up in about a week or two. We'll have it rolling for the gala on July 5th for sure. And for the 5th, I think we're just going to ask maybe a $10 donation at the door, you know. Mm-hmm. And you can come in and just linger for as long as you want, or you can come in, check it out, leave, you know, okay, whatever you want. Like, we're going to have snackaroonies, we'll have the music, we'll have the historical presentation, we'll probably have some artisan with their crafts out at the booths. We'll open up the garage sale, the Vitton garage sale. So it'll be a little festivist kind of feel. And so, yeah, I invite everybody to come to that. It's going to be sweet vibes all around.
Well, thanks very much, Trevor McKinven, a volunteer for the Piggery Theater, as well as his parents, and a number of other volunteers, too, making this theater alive here in the townships. So thanks very much, and all the best on all the acts and the summer. Thanks very much, Trevor.
Well, merci en masse to you, and everybody have a great summer.
And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Summer is the perfect season to enjoy fresh, healthy food, and one of the best ways to do that is by eating local. Whether it's fruits, vegetables, eggs, dairy, or meats, choosing locally produced foods offers big benefits, not just for your health, but for your community and the environment, too. When you eat locally, you're getting food that's harvested at peak ripeness and delivered quickly from farm to table. That means higher nutritional value, better taste, and fewer preservatives. For example, fresh-picked berries, tomatoes, and leafy greens retain more vitamins and antioxidants than produce that's been shipped long distances and stored for days or weeks. Local foods also support the body's seasonal needs. Summer produce like cucumbers, melons, and leafy greens are naturally hydrating and light, perfect for warm weather. Plus, many local farms use fewer chemicals and more sustainable practices, giving you a healthier plate overall. But it's not just about what's on your plate. Eating local strengthens your community. Every purchase from a farmer's market, roadside stand, or local producer helps support family farms and keeps food dollars circulating within your region. It's a simple act that boosts local economies and helps preserve farmland and rural jobs. And let's not forget the environmental impact. Local food requires less transportation, which means lower carbon emissions and reduced packaging waste. So this summer, take advantage of what your region has to offer. Visit a local market, try a new vegetable, or ask your grocer where their produce comes from. You'll nourish your body, support your neighbors, and help build a more sustainable food system, all with one bite at a time. For information on eating local and seasonal, check with your local health unit or registered agricultural network. I'd like to thank my guest on today's show in the first half hour, Marie Mulliner from the Township Sun, and in the second half hour, Trevor McKinven from the Piggery Theater. Thanks everybody for listening. The Thursday show is repeated on Friday at noon, and the show is available on our website under the Shows tab later today. And I just wanted to add that the Townships at 12 will be taking a summer break, but it will return sometime in August. Again, I would like to thank everybody for their encouragement with the show and my group of listeners. We will close today's show with a song. It's called In the Summertime, and it's by Mungo Jerry.
See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy, lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
alright, da da
da da da da. Summertime, and we'll sing again. We go driving, or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends, and we'll all go into town. see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go swimming in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.